You know, Bill asked me on Wednesday night to share for the time of Thanksgiving. I said, okay, what do you want me to share? And he said, well, that's for you to decide. And I was like, oh, man, okay, why am I thankful? And, you know, Wednesday night we had sung the song The Goodness of God. And that's become like my new favorite song. I think the lyrics of it are just, they just really speak to my heart. And so I got to thinking, like, I'm just thankful for the goodness of God. And when you think, what does that mean? What, you know, how is God good? Why is God good? And we tend to want to look around and just kind of throw stones in our lives and say, oh, well, you know, my husband, my house, my kids, like all these great things God's given me. But really, you know, as the lyrics of that song say, God is not good because of the good things we have. And God's not, I have not had a good life. I haven't lived a good life. I haven't been a good person. And, you know, all good things haven't happened to me. But when I think of, you know, I mean, I've been immoral. I've been covetous. I've been mean to my family. You know, I've done bad things in my life. But God has been you know, my healer. He's been my redeemer. He's, you know, forgiven me. He's cleansed me of unrighteousness, and he continues to do that over and over. And if I look at, you know, bad things have happened in my life. I've had difficulties. I've had struggles. But it's in some of those darkest and most desperate times of despair in my life when God has been the most real to me and has shown me his love and has shown me redemption. And my favorite line of the song comes in the second verse, and it just says, I have lived in the goodness of God. And that's why I'm thankful.